ಸುವಾಸ ಸುರಗ್ಯ ಅಲಂಕೃತ ರತೆ ಭಾಸ್ವೈಶ್ಚರೇಕ್ವಾಪಿ ದಿಗುವಾಸ ಗ್ರಹವದ್ ವಿಭೋ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 7 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 13 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 41-42. ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಸ್ನಾತೋನು ಲಿಪ್ತಾಂಗ ಸುವಾಸ ಶ್ರಾಗ್ಯಾಲಂಕೃತ ಯಥೆ ಭಾಸ್ವೈಶ್ಚರ್ಯಕ್ವಾಪಿ ದಿಗುವಾಸ ಗ್ರಹವದ್ ವಿಭೋ. ನಾಹಂ ನಿಂದೇ ನಚಸ್ತೋಮಿ ಸ್ವಭಾವ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಜನಂ ಏತೇಷಾಂ ಶ್ರೇಯ ಆಸಾಸೆ ಉತೈ ಕಾತ್ಮಂ ಮಹಾತ್ಮನಿ. ನಾ ನಾಟ್ ಅಹಂ ಐ ನಿಂದೆ ಬ್ಲಾಸ್ಫೀಮ್ ನಾ ನಾಟ್ ಚ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸ್ತೌಮಿ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ಸ್ವಭಾವ ಕೂಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ವಿಷಮಂ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಜನಂ ಎ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಏತೇಷಾಂ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಶ್ರೇಯ ದಿ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಸಸೆ ಐ ಪ್ರೇಫರ್ ಭೂತ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಐಕಾತ್ಮಂ ಒನ್ನೆಸ್ ಮಹಾತ್ಮನಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೂಪರ್ ಸೋಲ್ ದಿ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ಓ ಮೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಐ ಬೇತ್ myself very nicely, smear sandalwood pulp all over my body, put on a flower garland and dress in fine garments and ornaments. Then I travel like a king on the back of an elephant or on a chariot or horse. Sometimes, however, I travel naked, like a person haunted by a ghost. Different people are of different mentalities. Therefore, it is not my business either to praise them or to blaspheme them. I only desire their welfare, hoping that they will agree to become one with the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Repeat. Different people are of different mentalities. No English, huh? Therefore, it is not my business either to praise them or to blaspheme them. I only desire their welfare, hoping that they will agree to become one with the Super Soul, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Therefore, by His divine grace, as soon as one comes to the platform of Bhakti Yoga, one understands fully the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, is the goal of life. Vasudeva Samamiti Samatma, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatma Sudurlabha. This is the instruction of all Vedic literature. Vedesya sarvair ameva vedya. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. There is no use in praising someone for material qualifications or blaspheming for material disqualifications. In the material world, good, bad have no meaning. So if one is good, he may be elevated to higher planetary system, and if one is bad, he may be degraded to the lower planetary system. People of different mentalities are sometimes elevated, sometimes degraded. But this is not the business of life. Rather, the goal of life is to become free from elevation and degradation, but take to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a saintly person does not discriminate between that which is supposedly good and supposedly bad. Rather, he desires for everyone to be happy in Krishna consciousness, which is the ultimate goal of life. Om Ajnana Timiran Dasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sabitam Yena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Swapadantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadari Sri Vatra Sri Gauravam Parutam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So here it is said, different people are of different mentalities. Because we all have freedom, we all associate with something according to our association, your mentality will be formed. Like the story goes, there were two siblings of a parrot which were adopted. One parrot was adopted by a Brahmin, the other parrot and then, very good. Mitti Chilakana Kunda Ramachalka, Rama. Ramachalka. Ramachalaka and Lakshman Chilakada there. Krishna Chalakana. Understand? Krishna
Jinka.
Krishna Jinka. So, one parrot was adopted by Brahmin, another parrot has gone to the house of a butcher, low class person. Parrots are born in a similar way, they are from the same mother, but because of the association, afterwards, the person who gave the parrots, he went back to see them. The parrot in the butcher's house was very harsh and making shrieking sounds. It means it is irritated, it is angry. Like the low-class butcher, calling bad names and shouting and yelling. So it is harsh to the ears. And the man went to the other parrot, which is the brother. But that parrot was very peaceful. Probably that's why it is called Ram Chilka. The Chilka, it can nicely say Ram Ram. Ram, Ram, Ram. So Ram Chilka. Even a parrot can say Ram. I have got more than several times video clip. How a parrot can nicely say all day, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. So what is the difference, association? Similarly, we associate with our mind. The 2-3 children of the mother, same environment, same mother, and same feeding. But just like both of you, same mother. But mentality is different. One is trying to be cooperative, other is trying to be stubborn, one is trying to surrender, the other is make the other surrender to our whims. And one is trying to become free from cycle of birth and death, become free from, become liberated. The other is simply a mental platform. One is trying to become liberated, and one is trying to establish relationship with the Lord. The other is just, no, I only keep association with my mind. No matter what kind of great people may come in my life, I only have to listen to their mind. So, the option, the choice is yours. Because anyone who is a liberated soul, anyone who is a devotee means spiritually advanced person. The soul, by nature, is imbued with all good qualities. Compassion, forgiveness, submission, simple, helpful, all these are the qualities of the soul, all good qualities. Whatever good qualities are there in the soul, whatever good qualities are there in Krishna, they are all there in the soul, but to a minute degree, less or more. Krishna has all good qualities, but we have some good qualities. Our good qualities are some extent, but Krishna's good qualities, there is no limit. Unlimited qualities and very consistent. If we have limited good qualities, that will also be given up when we are tested. So that's why we should always be
alert.
You should always be cautious. Otherwise, you may associate with your mind again. So this is how you study people. We study people whether they are trying to associate with the scriptures, whether they are trying to associate with the holy people, or whether they are trying to associate with the super soul in the heart, or the holy name. Four things. Associate with the holy name, then you are bound to change. If you are not changing by chanting the holy name, means it is only dummy chanting, the dummy rounds. Sometimes the children have play guns, toy guns. Toy guns? Toy guns also make sound like that. But nobody is harmed. Then toy guns make tup, tup, tup. Sound will come. It doesn't kill anybody. It's a toy gun. Nothing lethal about it. So similarly, the Hare Krishna can be, he can vibrate it like a material sound. And all of our names are connected with holy name. But because we don't chant in a pure way, all names, Sailaja, Sarva, Venugopal, Ganesh, Mahidhar, Srinivas, all great names. Mahidhar, Subbara, this is some Dabba. Not easily relatable. Subbara, Subbaredi. Immediately you don't remember Krishna by saying Subbaredi. Venugopal, Tithi, Ganesh, Devata. Mahidhar. Mahidhar is one who bears the planet Earth. Mahidhar. Ananta Sesh, maybe Vishnu, one who maintains the Mahi, Earth. So, day in and out we are reciting these names. You are telling your name, signing your name, your name is called and you hear the name, he hears the name. But people's behavior doesn't look like changing. All transcendental names. Why? Because they are not chanted in proper consciousness. You have to chant in proper consciousness. Proper consciousness means I want to associate with the name and I want to dissociate with my mind. So the point is, different people are of different mentalities. Many combinations are there. Many, the human behavior. Prabhupada says, 84 lakhs, 84 lakh entities, species, means different combinations of tamogun, rajogun and sattogun. Four lakhs are too many to that we can discriminate. You may change, you may identify few differences. 84 lakhs. The 84 lakh species are because 84 lakh different mentalities. In this life, you have some mentality and this will take you into the next birth. In the past life, you had some mentality, aggregate. The result is, you have this mind. So we can say, people, whether you have come from hellish place, whether you have come from heavenly place, by seeing the behavior of people, by seeing their bodily characteristics, we can reasonably say about your previous birth. And by your present mentality, we can say what you are going to be in your next birth. One who has no faith in the scriptures, one who has no veneration for the cows, one who has no respect for the Brahmins, and one who doesn't practice virtues, that means he must be coming from hellish place, hellish mentality exhibited. I don't care, cow kill it, scriptures, I don't believe it, Brahmins, why should I respect them? Devatas, demigod, no, I don't think they exist. Hellish. It doesn't make any difference whether you accept or not. The truth continues to be in place whether you like it or not. You may say, I don't believe in rebirth. That means you don't have rebirth or what? If you don't have rebirth, why you are different from the other person? If you don't have rebirth, after death, what happens to you? Natve vaham jatu nasam natvam neme janadipa nacheva na bhavishyama sarve vayam atah param. Krishna is saying in the second chapter, my dear Arjuna, all these kings, yourself and myself, we are all there in the past. In Chaitanya Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime is, after his morning worship and everything, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like a regal person, royal person, he'll go to the city. Just like that, blessing everybody. God has nothing to do, just causeless mercy. Yesterday when I got WhatsApp story. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this story is about buttermilk, chazuwala. And some people give pots of buttermilk, and then people want to, it's like a coolant to the body. A bus has a coolant. So to keep this body coolant, you put buttermilk. Makes the body cool. So, the WhatsApp story about buttermilk, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one time in the hot day, he was going and he asked the street side vendor with a pot, can you give me some water? He said, no, I don't have water, because in those days at least, water was not sold. No, I don't have water, I have buttermilk. Okay, you give me some buttermilk, and then he drank the whole pot, complete, big, just like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very nice, very good, give me another, give me one more. And this guy, he's a seller, looking at the personality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who looks like a very rich man. He He has not seen anyone drink so many glasses. Come on, come on. Yeah, maybe this gentleman will give me the paise. He will give me money. And then he belts it. Complete, finish. He said, what about my money? He said, today it is good business. I did not have to wait for 4 or 5 hours. Let one go and the whole pot is empty. Give me my money. Chaitanya, I am sorry. I don't have money with me. I don't have money. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking so beautiful. This guy, not only beautiful, he was looking so like a great personality. Nobody is a greater personality than him. So this man could not dare to ask him again. He had put a face like that, blessing him. I don't have money now. So this man could not say, then why did you drink? Then how will you pay me? No arguments. This is called super soul. The Lord. Things happen according to his mood. Order is mood according to two people. And this guy thought, all right, such a great man may not be going alone on the roads. Followers, whenever a great person is there. Yeah, really coming. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, all behind Chaitanya Babu, people are coming there. You see, a little ahead. All right, I will ask their followers the money for this gentleman. Kindly, he has taken my whole pot of buttermilk and he says he has no money. You are his assistant, please pay the money. Nityananda Prabhu was more intoxicated with the holy name. He has a strange answer. My dear sir, if master has no money, how the servants will have money? If the master has no money, where do the servants have money? And then they were also exalted personalities. By looking at the blissful faces, the enchanting personalities, this guy thought, maybe this is all today. I have to be satisfied by seeing these wonderful people. One day, no money for the button. Let's go. While reaching home, the buttermilk pot was as heavy as it was full. This guy said, what is that? I brought an empty pot, and why it is like full pot? And he saw it. And they're all gold ornaments studded with diamonds and rubies and pearls and like that. On the first occasion, wow, I only gave one part of buttermilk against that one part of jewels. One jewel will give you 100 buttermilk parts. He got one pot full. That means he got such huge profit. Huge, huge profit. No? And he was unable to forget Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unable because he has never seen faces like that. And this guy is euphoria. The excitement of finding a pot full of gold ornaments studded with rubies and gems. He did not stay long. Although he has never seen such wealth in his life, although he has never seen anyone pay so much wealth just for a pot of buttermilk, but this guy, all his excitement vanishes. Temper, it vanished. And he said, I am cheated. All those people are so blissful and they are so ecstatic. What is this wealth before God? I am cheated. See, he just left the pot there and started running. Where are those people? And they did not go far because they were intoxicated with their stance like an elephant gate. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, like that. And you could catch up with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He fell down flat before their feet. Sir, you have cheated me. What happened? You have cheated me. Say, what is the use of this wealth? When I am not happy, when I have to die, leaving behind everything, what is the use of this? That means just by giving buttermilk to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this guy became enlightened, association. Enlightened, he is getting ideas. What is the use of wealth? If I am not happy, what is the meaning of life? See, whereas you are working regularly, today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, go on to the office. You never think, am I becoming happy by working like this? You will never think. Now you will think because you are associated with Gaudiyas. Gaudiyas means followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When you are associated with followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then if you are not becoming ecstatic in life, what is the use? What is the use of a dull, boring, drag life? Just go on. And it becomes more boring when you become old. When you become old, always you should remember old age. Whenever you look into the mirror, don't think I am very beautiful. Imagine yourself when I become a bedridden old hag. How do you look? Immediately, your body starts shivering. My God, this will be my fate, you know. So, let me surrender properly. Let me not wag my tail, but surrender properly. Every day, in the association of devotees, if you are not correcting yourself, there is no one in life to correct you. That you are just losing your opportunities. Losing your opportunities. In the association of devotees, if you are not improving yourself, that means your life is already condemned. Already condemned. And your next birth will be a condemned life, which is a cat, dog, donkey, buffalo. Because our behavior is like that. So don't be surprised. Outsiders, if they are not behaving well, that is one thing. Because they don't have association. They don't know. They are simply controlled by their mind. Hare Krishna. Where are you coming from?
I came from Madras.
Madras. Guest house. You are staying in our guest house?
No, I came for some other good cinema. But when you know just about
it. Very good. So you are a devotee of Lord Krishna?
I attended the class also in conducted on the in Madras. Some functions celebrated.
Yes, sir. I was there. Huh? I was there.
I came for that in the Zeno.
What time you were there? All day?
I was at 12 o'clock I came over. 12 o'clock and 11 o'clock I came. So I was dressed in the main temple. Then in the next day, where he was giving a lecture, I went in the
heart. So you saw me there? You saw me there?
I didn't see you.
Yeah, then you said lecture.
You came there.
Yeah, I was. At 12 o'clock I was on the stage. She has a video, she will hear a WhatsApp.
I have WhatsApp.
So you tell the number, she will send what has forgiven. You did not carefully observe what was going on. They introduce us, Sukadeva Swami from ISKCON Nellore is going to do his offering. Then I walked up the stage. And in the evening, all senior devotees, evening, that is evening time, maybe you are not there, evening at 7:30. Some doctors who are treating that Swamiji, global doctors, global hospital doctors, they all came. And then that time, there was a program, Pada Puja, Pushpanjali, and Naivedyam, offering food. It's good, you are very fortunate. That's why you changed your steps to come to ISKCON Temple. Yeah. Which god do you love most?
See, I almost all the gods I started praying, right from childhood.
That is ignorance.
Childhood.
That is called ignorance.
I born to brought up in Lello, studied in the art college. Then I became the ADA chief manager in the
very well.
Then I came back after retirement again.
So you are a Tamilian or a Lello? Tamilian or Telugu? You are settled in Chennai. Settled in Chennai?
Hmm.
Chennai settled. Who is here in Nellore?
Pardon?
Who is here in Nellore?
Yeah.
Your relatives. Who is there, your relatives here in Nellore? Your relatives? One brother.
Once in a while,
cousin brother or one brother?
One brother.
One brother. Father and mother, they left.
See, praying to Almighty, you know, just if it's a matter of belief, belief in confidence of people. Like that, first Amman, Anjaneya, I was a strong devotee of Anjaneya. Then subsequently, the Krishna, one day I was coming out of the temple. There,
like the building is there, that means there must be an engineer and a builder. You may not have seen them. If the building is there, the rickshawala cannot do building. He doesn't know the calculations. If the building is there, you take it for granted that there must be an engineer, there must be a builder. Anybody cannot just, with no knowledge, they can, it will collapse. So, it is not belief. God is there, who is God? That's the point. It's not a belief. God must be there. Who is He? It's a Bhagavad Gita. You read Bhagavad Gita from them, who is Ganesh, who is Durga, everything is there in Bhagavad Gita. So belief is beginning. Okay, animals, they cannot believe in God because there is no logic in animals. If anybody says, I don't believe in God, that means he's a two-legged animal. He's a human being, but because he's leading such a sensual life or a chaotic life, his brain has no organization. Any man, anything that happened, there must be a thought. So you said you are retired as a chief manager in Air India. So because the chief is there, coordination, so many people working under you, so many things have to go on. Without you, can it go on? No. So somebody is in charge, allotting duties, supervising, you know, so things are going on. Otherwise, an aerodrome cannot go on. Airport cannot go on. So many people are behind it. The whole thing is going on. So many departmental heads, so many supervisors, so many top people, systematically. And you say there is no God, or I believe in God, and you are not bothered about who is God. So Bhagavad Gita, when God created this world, which includes you, He has also given Bhagavad Gita. Because human beings have curiosity. Why do I take birth? Why am I suffering? Nobody can enjoy in this world. Everybody one day has to be in bed, bedridden. Everybody. No exception whether you are Mr. World or World Boxing Champion, this, that, anything. Everybody will become completely useless one day. Is that right? Old age. So that's why there is no point in trying to waste your time in this world. And there is no point to spend your life meaninglessly. Anybody who has not decided, before I die, I must strike my relationship with God. That is our Vedic knowledge. Atato Brahma Jnasa. Now your human life, you can understand God and you can make your relationship with God and stop the cycle of birth and death. Because you are associated with saintly people, your faith increased. Let's say you could come to Vyasa Puja, there are 5,000 people, foreigners from all over India. They all came because they have considered that these things are more important than making money. These things are more important than maintaining family. In the family, it will be thrown apart when death comes. You said your parents are not there. Now they have brought you up, they have given you so much affection. Where are they now? You can't trace them. You can't trace them. No matter how you meditate, you cannot trace them. But you took it as real and spent all your life trying to maintain the relationships, spend your money on them and all that. So, our equation is, if body is temporary and the soul is eternal, give body its due, little bit. And soul is eternal, give most of your time, resources, and energy for the growth of the soul, for the deliverance of the soul, and so on. This is called ISKCON. ISKCON means just give the basic needs of the body. So we don't eat outside, we don't take tea, coffee, we don't take onion, garlic. We are not interested to eat this food, that food, whatever is cooked in the temple. Just body has to be maintained. It needs some food, some food.
But see, the Bhagavad Gita, the volumes are so big that we read that book, it takes some years, actually. And by the time we leave, we are not going to.
Very good, very good.
See, why could you not give it a compressive manner?
Very good. It's a very good question. Good. That's why human beings cannot afford to waste their time. Even to maintain the body, it takes so much of your time. You have to sleep for 6 hours, 6-7 hours. And for your household work, eating, things like that. Sometimes, managing your money, time you take. And you are left with maybe 5-6 hours. And these 5-6 hours, carefully, you have to invest on Krishna consciousness. Reading ISKCON literature, chanting Hare Krishna, attending programs. So the answer to your question, maybe Krishna has sent you here. I will give you very succinct books, 2-3 small books that give you the gist of everything. You admitted correct. Because Prabhupada said, if you write some 1 or 2 small books, people think we have no philosophy. And these are simpletons. Prabhupada said, all right, whatever you want to know in the world, whatever you want to know about meaning. If you are not an all right, what is the essence? Just take this. But make your human life successful. I stop here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.